In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God came into the world in order to make it possible for us to change by our own free self-determination to do the will of God, that the will of God might be done, rather than our own will. We can freely choose that it is God's will that is done, rather than our own. When Gabriel came to Mary, he told Mary what the will of God was for her. And her response was, "Not my will, but the will of God be done." It wasn't her will, it was God's will. We live from God, from His will for us. And we can choose to participate or not. And if we choose not, then God's will is thwarted, put to an end. It's up to us. It was that way even before Christ came. But He came so that we might be changed by way of the fact that we can choose His will rather than our own. That's the trigger, more or less. Now, before Christ came and did all of the work that He did, including the cross, destroying death, arising from the dead, ascending, sending the Holy Spirit, before all that work was done, choosing God's will rather than our own would not change what was wrong with us. There was a problem. And the problem was that we were dead to God. We weren't able to live from Him. The consequences of the fall are that we live from the world, which we chose to live from the world rather than God. And death came into the world. And that's how we find ourselves. But Christ came and made it possible for us to repent of that. As we are before we turn toward Christ, enter divine life by participating in Christ's life and His work, we are turned away from God. We live turned away from God. The problem is that we are turned around away from God, and the consequences are that we are constantly in communion with death, preferring our own will. Now, we can repent, as John the Baptist called people to do, and it won't save us without Christ's work. God included the importance of faith in order that our repentance, our turning around toward Him, might be the work that we do. St. John Chrysostom approaches it this way. He asks himself and us, is faith enough? Is faith enough? We're saved by faith, we hear people say. Is faith enough? Chrysostom's answer is no, faith isn't enough. But he points out that Paul explains that faith is required in order that we might not be saved and be barren and empty of all work. Our work is to participate in God's life, specifically to participate in Christ's life. That's the part that faith is going to play. At the end of the passages we've just heard from St. Paul, he explains this most clearly. He says that we are His workmanship. And Chrysostom points out that here St. Paul is not talking simply about the fact that we are created by God in the beginning. He's talking about the fact that we are Christ's workmanship. Because in Christ we are recreated. We are made anew. We are given new life. We are His workmanship, God's workmanship, Christ's workmanship. We are His workmanship in Christ for good works. That's what St. Paul says. We are God's workmanship in Christ for good works. But then he says, and these works God has already prepared, has already done, has already accomplished, that we might walk in those works, that we might walk in the works of Christ himself. How do we do that? We walk in the work of Christ by our repentance, our turning away from the world, our turning toward God, which is a kind of death for us, because we would rather be independent of God, turned toward the world, and be like gods ourselves, separate from God, the true God, to act like gods on our own. We would rather live like that. And so turning away from that life is a death to that kind of life, the life of the old Adam. So there is a death in repentance. We turn away from that life and we die, as Christ died on the cross, and we participate by that death in Christ's death on the cross, because he died in order to put down, to destroy death. And when we die in that kind of way, when we repent of living in the world by our own will, in the way Christ died on the cross, it destroys death, because Jesus Christ has already done that, has already accomplished that, has already trampled down death by his death. And so when we do it, we walk in the work that he has already done. Every time we do that, every time we are tempted and repent of that temptation and die to ourselves, we share in and participate in the fact that Christ God has already destroyed death. There we are using our self-determination, not our free will, it's God's will. We enter into that will. It's either his will or rebellion. But we can freely choose, as Mary did, to say, "Thy will be done," in the face of temptation. And we can't do that without a kind of internal death experienced to ourselves. Or we can choose the path of deciding to go off on our own and to feel powerful and to feel strong. Of course, it's all an illusion. It's all feelings. It's all emotion. It's not the way things actually are. That's our choice. And we can't say, "Well, I can't do it." Why can't we say that? Because it has already been done by Jesus Christ in our humanity. And we are created in such a way that faith in God, faith that we live from his will and from his life, makes all the difference. That's how we return again and again by repentance into the life that we are called to live in Christ. And now, it goes far beyond what Mary did when she simply accepted God's will. Now, because we are now walking in this work of Christ, the work of trampling down death and arising and living an eternal life at one with God, we change. We are new creatures, restored and renewed, living from the eternal life of God himself. That's what St. Paul is talking about. It's always amazed me that we can do the things that we do in the world, and someone looking on from outside might say, "Wow, this person has done a good work. Look at the Samaritan that we heard about this morning. He was the only one who stopped and took care of this person." Was that something that was impossible before the coming of Christ? No. Even the lawyer who wanted to justify himself under the law and yet go and live a life where he would pass by in a self-righteous way and not help this man, just like the priest and the others did, even he can see that point. Which one was neighbor to this man? The Samaritan who stopped and helped the man where no one else did. That was the good and righteous thing to do. It is the will of God that we be good and righteous. That was already known and understood before the coming of Christ. The questions that Jesus is asking the lawyer are questions that any righteous Jewish person could answer in exactly that kind of way. But now, when we do that, it changes us in a way that it couldn't have changed us had Christ never come. Because he has destroyed the power of death over us. And when we choose the will of God, and we walk in His life by the works that He has already accomplished, where whenever we turn away from the world, die to our ego-based kind of selves, that repentance is a re-entrance and a return, a repentance away from living from the world, a repentance to living the divine life of God Himself, which has been made available to us. And that's why every little spiritual conflict or choice in our lives is of such critical and significant importance. There is no minor spiritual event in our lives because of the fact that Christ God has destroyed death on the cross, arisen from the dead in our humanity, and sits at the right hand of God the Father, and is there for us to return to repent to receive life from. Every time we choose His will rather than our own. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.